Some Republicans are up in arms over President Trump's emergency declaration at the southern border, but Wyoming's Republican delegation is mostly supportive of it. Correspondent Matt Laszlo has the story from Washington.
This week, the House overwhelmingly passed a measure rejecting Trump's emergency declaration so he can build his long-desired border wall. There also seems to be enough opposition in the Senate to reject it, but neither chamber looks to have enough votes to override Trump's promised veto. But Senator John Barrasso is all in with Trump.
I'm also concerned about border security. The president has promised to secure the border. I heard about it again in Wyoming this weekend, and I'm committed to support the president's efforts to secure the border.
And Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney is also on board. She says the emergency declaration is needed because Democrats refuse to negotiate and give Trump the funds he requested.
We could have avoided being in this situation if they had been willing to negotiate in good faith and come to some agreement. So I think the vote wasn't unexpected, and I think you just got to, you know, make clear people understand it was political.
Wyoming Senior Senator Mike Enzi says he's still making up his mind as to how he'll vote.
I'm taking in all the information to see what happens.
This week, the White House sent the vice president and a Department of Justice lawyer to the Capitol to meet with Republican senators, many of whom raised serious questions about the legality of the president using an emergency declaration to go around Congress. Tennessee Republican Senator Lamar Alexander and a group of other Republicans are asking Trump to rescind the emergency declaration.
I haven't changed my mind. It's unnecessary, unwise, and inconsistent with the U.S. Constitution.
But Cheney disagrees. She says in the 70s, Congress set up this process for emergencies, and she says it's working as planned.
I just disagree with that. I think the statute's clear, the process is clear, and in each instance, you know, the president's got to make the determination, and Congress has the ability to approve it or disapprove it. And, you know, we're operating in terms of what the statute lays out, and, you know, it's in each case, it's up to the Congress to make that determination whether or not they want to terminate the emergency.
Only 13 Republicans joined every Democrat in the House in rejecting the president's emergency declaration this week. Republican Congressman Justin Amash was one of them. He says Republicans like Cheney and Barrasso, who were up in arms when former President Barack Obama claimed executive privilege, are being hypocrites.
I think many of my colleagues know that they are being inconsistent, but they feel that politically they're in a bind.
Amash says many Republicans are afraid to oppose Trump on anything.
If they oppose the president, they run afoul of many Republican voters in their districts, and in large measure, they're responsible for creating this situation by always supporting the president, even where they disagreed with him. They've, in some sense, trained all the voters to thinking that the president is doing the right thing all the time.
But Senator Barrasso brushes aside the criticism. He says Senate Republicans are unified, even if a few vocal members are opposed.
There is uniform agreement in the conference that we need to secure the border, and there's an emergency at the border, and border security and national security are tied together. There are different ways to accomplish the goal, but we are united in the goal of securing the border.
Some Republicans are worried that a future Democratic president could use this new precedent set by Trump to go after people's guns, or even to declare climate change a national emergency. But Barrasso doesn't share that fear.
Whether what the president is doing is, you know, goes forward or not, and I believe it will, I don't think that changes what a Democrat liberal president who's taken this far left, hard left turn where the presidential candidates seem to be going. I wouldn't be surprised if on the campaign trail they promise to use executive powers in ways to do things that I wouldn't like at all.
The Senate will vote on the measure in the coming weeks, unless the president decides to rescind his emergency declaration. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.